You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Making small talk is never easy, but some people are better than others. How do you get to be one of those better people? Matt Abrahams, he's a professor, author, and podcast host.
Absolutely, yes. The book is Think Faster, Talk Smarter. The podcast is Think Fast, Talk Smart. I try to stay on brand, and it helps me remember what I'm talking about.
Raven is very good at small talk. Raven can talk to anybody, and I just freeze up. What are some tips? Because I think a lot of people, they're like me. They go into a room, and they don't know how to talk to a stranger.
Yeah, so many people feel really stressed out by chit-chat and small talk. And one of the big factors in that is we have a tremendous amount of pressure we put on ourselves to really come off well. Rather than focusing on being interesting, the better focus is to focus on being interested. So it's about being interested, not interesting, which means you are curious. You ask questions. You make observations. Perhaps you notice something in the environment and you comment on it. Many of us see that small talk is like a tennis match where I have to ace the ball over the net. Instead, it's much more like hacky sack, where the goal is just to keep the ball up in the air. And you do that by asking questions, pointing out observations, and giving people space to respond to the questions you ask.
Matt, you know, naturally, I am a curious person. So when I listen to things, I'm always kind of listening for a puzzle for me to decipher or, you know, something. It's almost like a game for me to pick up on things where people are, you know, giving me clues in their conversation. So through what we do here on the radio, we're talking with callers every single day. That's something that I've come attuned to. You know, you said something that really resonated, and that was, is to be interested, not to be interesting. And one of the best advice I ever got about doing interviews was make sure that you listen. That's the most important part of an interview. It's not the questions that you ask. It's that if you're listening, like you said, you pick up on all those little ints.
Absolutely. Listening is critical. Most people only listen for the top line. You're actually listening more deeply. You say it's a puzzle to solve. I encourage people to listen for the bottom line. What is the crux or the key that the person is trying to get across? You have two choices in any conversation. You can make a supportive response that is encouraging the person to continue, or a switching response. So Raven, let's imagine you and I are in conversation and you tell me about a vacation you just took. You went to Hawaii. And I could say, oh, great. What island did you go to? That's a supporting response. Keeps the conversation going on that track. Or I could say, oh, I just got back from Costa Rica, which is a switching response. All of the evidence suggests if you're trying to build relationship, continue small talk in an engaging way, you should have more supporting responses than switching.
Matt, I feel, though, that a lot of people have straight up anxiety talking to strangers and talking in front of people in general. There's plenty of people in my family that don't understand how I do what I do for a living because they are terrified of speaking to other people. How do you overcome that?
Let me just share a couple bits. First, when it comes to managing this, you have to take a two-pronged approach. Symptomatic relief, you have to manage the symptoms. Second, you have to address the sources. So focus on connection, not perfection. That is, focus on just getting your point across, listening to the other person. By being other-focused, not self-focused, you reduce anxiety. The other big source of anxiety is the goal we're trying to achieve. When we communicate, we have goals. What makes us nervous is not achieving that goal, which means we're worried about a potential negative future outcome. We need to become more present-oriented to counteract this.
I hope you got all that, Anna, because I'm still unbelievably furious over here that he outmeasured my fake vacation, Costa Rica versus Hawaii, and I don't think I can talk to Matt anymore.
Matt, thank you so much. You can learn all about Matt, get his books, and get some communication tips over at mattabrahams.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.